The Hare and the Lion. A fierce and hungry lion made himself king of the jungle. He made life a misery for the other animals, for they never knew where he was going to jump out next. The animals held a meeting to discuss what to do. After much talk, a small group volunteered to go and speak to the lion. "O mighty lion," said the leader, "we can't go on living in fear of your attacks, so we have a suggestion. Each morning, we'll choose one of our number to be offered to your highness. He or she will come willingly to be eaten by you. In this way, we will be able to go about our lives in peace." "It's a deal," said the lion, thinking of the trouble it would save him. "But if you fail to send me a meal every day, I shall kill twice as many of you as before." Every day, the animals drew lots, and one was selected to be the lion's meal. They were very sad to see so many of their friends go to their deaths, but there was nothing they could do about it. One morning, a hare was chosen. He spent the morning combing his ears, preening his whiskers, and thinking, especially thinking. When it was time for him to leave, he said, "I'm in no hurry. I'll take my time." "The lion will be angry," warned the other animals, but the hare said, "Let him be angry." The animals thought, "Oh well, it's your funeral," and they said no more, since the hare was going to be eaten anyway. The hare went strolling through the forest to the lion's den. When the lion saw him, he roared, "Who are you, you wretched little pipsqueak? Are you all I've got for my dinner today?" "Oh no, your highness," replied the hare. "There were two of us. My cousin was coming with me, and he's much bigger than me. Together we'd have made you a good tasty meal, but I'm sorry to tell you that on the way here another lion grabbed him."
"What?" roared the lion. "Another lion in my territory? How dare he?"
The hare said, "Yes, I told him that we were your dinner today, but he just laughed and carried away my cousin."
"Lead me to him at once," growled the angry lion. "I'll tear him to pieces, the miserable thief."
The hare hopped nimbly off, with the angry lion following him. Soon they came to a deep pit which was filled nearly to the brim with water. The hare whispered, "My lord, the other lion is hiding down there. I dare not go any closer, but if you go to the edge and look down, you'll see him." The lion rushed to the edge of the pit and looked down, and there he saw his own reflection in the water. Furious at the sight of what he thought was his rival, he raised his head and gave a mighty roar which shook the forest from end to end. Just then, the hare scuttled up and stood beside him.
"Look, look," he squeaked. "There's my cousin, too."
The lion leaped to the attack and landed in the water with a terrific splash. That was the end of him. Unable to climb out, he soon drowned, and the animals were able to live in peace at last.